My question, how safe do you feel? How safe do you feel at work? How safe do you feel at home, in your apartment, in your house, when you travel? If I say the term ISIS, you know what that is. You hear the news of people being killed in their homes. We see the riots in Baltimore. Folks nationwide are trying to determine the best way not to feel insecure, but rather to feel secure. There are ways that you can be safe, but the question is, how much should you pay for being safe, and do you need to pay anything? And if you have an idea, is that the right idea? Should you have a gun in your house? You get the sense of what I'm talking about, folks. To talk about this more and to give us really the professional end of this, we've invited one of the he's the architects of security in the world of security and safe. No one has a better record and more respect than Al V. Corby. He's president and founder of SAFE, S-A-F-E. His primary role is to carry out SAFE's mission to protect his clients from any and all possible threats, from a simple break-in to a nuclear disaster. He creatively plans for each of his clients' potential risk factors, and you'll find out how to reach out to him. Most of us can't afford Al, simply put, because the cost of security sometimes can be outrageous. But as I think he will tell you, and he's here in studio, you don't have to pay a lot of money to be safe. Al, welcome to Home and Family Finance. Nice to have you on the show.
Nice to be here, Paul.
I think something all of us want to do is to make sure that we've done the right thing in terms of our security. But we're not sure what that right thing is. So how do I decide what's right? How do I decide how to be secured, how to feel safe in my life?
Well, it's interesting. You started off by mentioning how expensive security can be, and indeed it can. It can be very expensive. But I always use the analogy of a car. You know, there are $2 million cars,
yeah,
and there are really nice cars, and someday I'd like to own one of those things. But it's funny, you know, that $15,000 or whatever Hyundai, or it has four tires, two doors, and it gets you where you want to go, and
yeah,
it starts up every time, sometimes more than the $2 million car, quite frankly. So safety is scalable. It is completely scalable. You can spend a great amount of money, but you can get really good security for a very reasonable amount of money. The problem is you just have to know what to do. And the thing that horrifies me and has for 42 years is that we've got this burglar alarm and the police will be there in time mentality here in the United States. So the very simple, effective answers we don't have. We're going on a very false impression.
That's quite a statement. So what we think and what we've been taught to believe is a signal or a sign of safety is really not that at all.
Well, think about it. A burglar alarm. We all have burglar alarms. The burglar alarm tells you you're already in trouble. It says, you know, bend over. It's like it's too late. They're in your house. Well, we all think burglar alarms keep us safe. Burglar alarms are, in my humble opinion,
sure,
you know, a complete waste of time and money from a security standpoint. They're very good from a notification standpoint, but I don't want to notify my family that they're about to be murdered or raped or robbed. I want my family not to be murdered or raped or robbed.
Sure.
Same thing with the police department.
So what's the alternative, Al? All I know is that if you see the signs, you go down any residential street and you're going to see this sign and that sign, a lot of different companies. So we believe that. What's the alternative?
Well, it's interesting. The sign is way more effective than the system. So if you have signs up and somebody was going to pay attention to the sign, and if you're on a limited budget, go buy a sign. Not the system. Get the biggest sign you can find with a picture of a gun on it, maybe, you know, a mad dog, and that will probably work more than,
wow,
be more effective than the system itself.
All right, but you mentioned guns, but I'm going to put the biggest gun I can find and maybe a couple of them, teach my family how to use them, teach my wife or my husband or children, and now I feel safe. Should I?
Well, there's two ways to look at guns. I'm against guns. I think nobody should have guns except me and my family. It's about winning, quite frankly. I don't want to make light of it, but life is a game. And in the end, it's about winning. It's not about being conservative, liberal. It's not about having a gun or not having a gun. It's not about any of that. You know, 42 years now, not one of our clients has ever been harmed. Well, that's because they have the right answers. And if for your family, the right answer is a gun, because A, you really, really know how to use it. B, you've really, really kept it protected, so it's not going to be used incorrectly in an inappropriate situation. Well, then all of a sudden a gun is a wonderful solution. But for the majority of people, a gun is a terrible solution. Just like, you know, I don't think everybody should have driver's licenses. You know, if you know how to drive, then you should have them. Getting back to just me and my family, right? But everything in life should come with training. It should come with common sense. It could come with an appropriate situation. That's security. There is a security package for every family out there that would meet their budget and would work. They just have to know what that is.
And how do they get to know what that is? Is it your company or companies like yours? And I don't see a lot of companies out there like Safe. Maybe there are more than I know, but all I ever hear about is called a burglar alarm company. I don't hear about an option to that. What are the options?
Well, unfortunately, there are no other companies like Safe, or I should say fortunately for Safe. So, you know, we're honored to be able to do, you know, the top estates around the world for that reason. But the philosophy behind Safe is scalable. And if you use the notion of the philosophy behind Safe, you can scale it down to people like me, you know, the regular working man, where you need to be safe, you and your family, and you need to be able to afford it.
All right, let's talk about scalabilities and how we do that and where do we begin in that. We're talking with Al Corby, president and founder of SAFE Safe. Strategically armored and fortified environments. We're also going to talk about another thing out there. He's an author. He's writing books. He's an interesting character, as you can hear, and we'll find out more from him when we come back. My guest is Al V. Corby. He is president and founder of Safe. He merges his unique and innovative techniques into each security solution. And is widely recognized by the media on five continents for his distinctively effective methods. He is the father of advanced hardening techniques, safe cores, and the half-hour principle. All of these things are things that he knows and has created. But he also, as you heard him say, suggests that you don't have to pay millions of dollars for your safety. It is scalable. And when you say that, Al, I don't have a mansion. I don't have a house on the hill. I got an apartment or I got a small house. How do I afford you? Would you come help me?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, you know what? We can talk in abstracts forever, but let's bring this down to something that everyone can relate to.
Okay.
Short time ago, there was a lovely family here locally that was murdered. Okay. I have no doubt they had an advanced surveillance system. I have no doubt they had a very good burglar alarm system, and we know the city they were in probably has more police forces than any city in the world.
That's right, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, okay. So you take all that and you go – you either throw your hands up in the air and go, you know, what the – because then none of us are safe. Or you say, wait a minute. If this guy really has been doing this for 42 years and has never had a client harm, maybe – okay. Now, let's play a game for a second. Let's backtrack just one day before all that happened. Safe went into his facility, and we set it up in such a way that he didn't even have control over that facility. So when someone broke in or someone held them hostage, instead of that pizza boy being able to come and drop the pizza off on the porch and go away and nobody knew what happened, what if that house automatically sent out notifications? What if it lit up and turned into a used car lot? And what if those kinds of things happen? It's almost – remember that movie Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin?
Yes.
You know how it was a comedy?
Yeah.
Well, imagine something like that seriously though. Seriously. A, that family would be safe right now. Now, could they have been roughed up a little in the moments that the culprits, you know, it started happening. They say, turn it off and do this. You know, yeah, maybe just a little. But I guarantee you today, that family would be alive. The persons or person that broke in would either be caught or on the run, and everybody would know who they are. So that's a real-world situation in which I can say 100% that for less money than he spent on his burglar alarm and his surveillance system, he and his family would be alive.
Wow. So you're saying that there is a that a system could be put in place that would cost less than what he was paying for whatever system he had.
And think about it. He's paying every month to maintain those systems.
Yeah, yeah.
This system's put in place one time cost, and it's over. You own it.
Wow. How can you say that this would work? I mean, you're that certain that had he had that system in place, he'd be alive today?
Absolutely. I can say it because for 42 years, that's never happened to any of our clients.
So what are we talking about in terms of that system? How much would he have had to pay for your services if he'd put a system like you're talking about into his very huge house?
Well, we go back to the car analogy.
You know,
a security system can cost $5,000. It can easily cost $5 million. So it's all about the head of the household, the mom or the dad, sitting down, thinking it through. But if they have the right answers, if they have the right philosophy, I guarantee you everybody can think it through and work it out. It's just that our mindset, unfortunately, here in this country, particularly this country, is burglar alarms, no guns, and the police will be there in time. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the police force. And I think, again, you know, they should be camped out on my front door.
I agree with you.
24/7.
But it's just not going to happen that way.
There aren't enough of the gentlemen and ladies. They're spread so thin across the country, the police forces, that they are there to come after the fact and take a report and try catch the bad guys. It doesn't help you when you're already dead.
So how do I – what do I have to do to get ahead of this game, to get the system that you want? Do I call you and say and as you said, you're just one of a very few companies that operate the way you operate.
Exactly.
So what's the hope? I mean, we can't feel safe. We don't have the ability because you can't do 200 million people out there.
Well, it's interesting you say that. You can either be very, very wealthy and call us up. Mm-hmm. And we will come out and we will absolutely protect you and your family. Or you can be a little more proactive and you can get your community together and you can call us up and we'll come in and talk to your community and we'll
explain what they need to do.
Yeah, reach out and touch hundreds or even thousands of you. Mm-hmm. And for that, a lot of times, depending upon the situation, it doesn't cost you anything. But once you have the answers, there's this – oh, my gosh, or that aha moment when you go, boy, that's so simple. Why isn't everybody doing that?
Yeah.
Well, I often say E equals MC squared is very simple if somebody gives you the formula.
That's exactly
but
right.
If you're sitting there trying to figure it out ahead of time, it's a little tougher.
So you can sit down and talk to a family, the head of a household, couple, whatever, and tell them things that would make a difference, that would create the kind of safety sense, if you will, and indeed true safety that they want. Is that?
Yeah, well, if you think about it, homes are inherently safe places. Unfortunately, the way we live in our home and the things we haven't done to it makes the home actually work against us, like the family again in D.C. Mm-hmm. When someone breaks in, the house actually gives coverage to the crime that's going on. Couple little things you can do. You can flip that script to where the house actually helps you.
All right. When we come back, will you give us some clues to that?
I'll see where we go.
Maybe. Yeah. You're listening to Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Bear. My guest is Al Corby, a noted security man around the world. When we come back, we'll see how much he is willing to give us. Stay with us. My guest is Al Corby from the company Safe, Strategically Armored and Fortified Environments. And as you heard him say it, it can be either millions of dollars or it can be an affordable expense to you. And that's where I want to get to now. You've talked about, I guess I'm asking you, give up some of your trade secrets here, if that's what it is. But how can I be safe in my house and not have to pay tons of money and not have a gun?
First, you have to understand the dynamics of a crime. When someone comes to your home, they've got two things to their advantage. Element of surprise, and they think they're prepared. You, as a homeowner, don't know they're coming, and you're obviously not prepared, okay? So what you want to do is think how you can flip that script. When they show up, the first thing you want to do is mess with them. So you want this element of surprise wiped out right away. You do that early on, and a crime probably won't be committed. I don't know about this area anymore, but out in California, you run a red light, and that flash goes off, and they take the picture. I don't care if you're a lineman. You can be the most macho sports figure in the world. When that flash goes off, you just grab that steering wheel. You go, ah! And you know,
right,
some expletive,
right,
you know,
right?
Okay. Imagine if a house was set up that way. So the moment somebody steps onto your property, there's a boom, there's a flash. You know, that's got to cost you, what, a whole $50? I guarantee you, whoever it is going to go, ah, you know, they caught me.
Yeah.
Right? So something's going to happen. Now, I'm just using that as an example.
Right.
But that's a very inexpensive way to really get somebody thinking. Okay. Now I go up and I'm going to break a window. There's a product called ShatterGuard. The company's out of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Let me make a disclaimer. I don't own stock in the company.
Nothing,
right?
Okay.
But for a couple hundred bucks, you can put this stuff on your glass. You hit it with a hammer or a bat. It bounces off the glass and hits you back in the head. Now, that's got to really mess with somebody because they thought they were going to break this window. Well, for almost, I don't want to say no money, but you probably haven't spent $500 yet, and you've just made your property really unfriendly to somebody coming by.
And that's the key here is to surprise the person that's going to surprise you or wants to.
And think about it. The minute you've done that, all kinds of dynamics are going on through their head. You know, do I really want to be here or do I want to just go down the street and break into Willie's
house? It makes such perfect sense. You're right. If you can – that does. It makes such perfect sense, and you're not spending billions of dollars.
No.
And there are other small things like that, little things, but important things that you can do.
Hundreds of things.
Why don't we think about it that way? We just don't think like that.
Thank goodness. I got to put my kids through college.
Yeah. Do you find today that more and more people are beginning to think this way or – are being educated this way through by you and others?
No, that's the problem. They're not. You know, I think more and more the global situation, I mean, we see it here in this country, but let me tell you, it's global. The whole thing about instant media, instant news, instant everything. So we're really becoming more and more scaredy cats, and we're worried about the problem rather than solving the problem. And the answers are there, and they're simple.
You know, if people are interested in contacting you, may they do that? And do you have a way that they can reach out to you and get more information?
That's an interesting question because typically we are very available to a certain clientele. But
we're talking about folks that can afford the dollars that makes it worth your time. Not that you don't care about others, but what you're saying is this is a pretty intense business, isn't it?
It is, and it's a business in which we take very seriously, and we have to win for our clients every single time. So for the right climate, you know, let's go back to the car analogy
again. Okay.
Anybody can walk into a Bugatti showroom, and they can look around and really enjoy it, really enjoy it. But it was set up for a certain clientele to actually buy the cars. Now, having said that, SAFE does reach out to communities, and we will speak to communities oftentimes on our own dime just to be able to tell people how to protect themselves.
How do they reach out to you so that you, to do that?
They reach out to Lana Corby, and she'll set it up for them.
And
the best way is LCORBI at safe-us.com.
Okay, folks. You've listened to an expert. You've listened to a person that you certainly probably will never be able to afford and probably never able to reach. But here he's come to you, thanks to Home and Family Finance, to give you some sense of how you can make yourself feel safe and be safe. And that's important. Al, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you,
always
Paul.
A pleasure. I know what a special... how special it is to have you on the program. We appreciate you being with us. And we always appreciate you listening. I hope you will continue to do so. Our job is to make your life much easier and much more financially literate. See us next week.